It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week, we're going to talk about the road to recovery. Scripture today comes from John 8:36. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Over the weekend, for some reason, I was thinking about addictions and how people perceive those, because addiction is not always obvious in our eyes. When we hear the word, we often think about drugs or alcohol, things that alter the mind or body, but addiction can take many forms. It can be gambling, social media, shopping, food, approval, even toxic relationships. Anything that takes the place of God in our hearts and dictates our emotions can become a chain that binds us. We see it a lot more these days, and we see a lot of people pointing their fingers at other folks and gossiping about what people are going through. But let's face it, everybody has someone in their family that struggles with something. And to be blatantly honest and transparent with you, in our family, we have suffered with depression, suicide, death by overdose of fentanyl, toxic relationships that turned abusive emotionally and physically, shopping addictions, drug addictions, and alcoholism. And while recovery isn't easy in our family, I'm sure it's not easy in yours either. For some, the chain may look more like a bottle. It may be more of a pill. But for others, it's a phone that never leaves their hand, or maybe a relationship that is draining them, or a habit that keeps hidden in shame that they are hiding from you. The substance or situation may look different, but let's face it, all addictions speak the same lie. You need this to feel whole. And let's just face it, that is not true. Even in toxic relationships, that can be one of the most deceptive addictions. We cling to someone who mistreats us or manipulates us because we're afraid of being alone. And we confuse that chaos with passion and dependency with love. That cycle becomes predictable, and pain, apology, false peace, they just kind of repeat. It's on repeat. I know, I've been there. And even when we know it's destroying us, we stay. Why? Because we're hoping for a change that never comes. And addictions are masters of disguise. They will promise comfort, but they leave us empty. They promise escape, but enslave us deeper. They promise identity, but strip us of who we are in Christ. And the more that we feed them, the stronger that they grow until we feel powerless to stop. Have you ever watched one of your loved ones go through something so tough, but you're a fixer and you just want to mend the parts of them that's broken, that's hurting, that's holding them back from fulfilling the path that God has written for them? Well, you know, there's good news. Jesus came not only to forgive our sins and our family, but to break the power of whatever holds us captive. The cross was not just an act of salvation, it was an act of liberation. And when he declared, "It is finished," he broke the curse of bondage in every form. He offers real freedom, not temporary relief, not a momentary fix, but total release from the things that have claimed ownership in our hearts. Now, freedom begins with that recognition. You cannot break what you won't name. So take a moment today to ask God to show you what has control over your thoughts today, your emotions, or even maybe your peace. It might not be a substance. It might be a person. It might be a need for validation or even a pattern of running from pain. But whatever it is, Jesus sees it. He knows it. And he has already paid the price to set you free. He doesn't just want to change your habits. He wants to change your heart. He doesn't want to remove the addiction. He wants to restore your identity as his beloved child, one who is free, whole, and complete in him. So in reflection today, let's ask ourselves the question, what do I turn to when I am hurting, lonely, or afraid? Is there something or someone I depend on more than I depend on God? And what would freedom look like for me if I just fully surrendered to this Christ, to Christ today? Lord, as we come to you in prayer, reveal to us the hidden chains that we've been carrying, even the ones that we have convinced ourselves aren't there. Open our eyes to the addictions that disguise themselves as comfort, especially relationships or habits that pull us away from you, and give us the courage to let go of what keeps us bound and the strength to trust you to fill those empty spaces. Jesus, we believe that you alone can set us free. As we pray in Jesus' name today, amen.